Our next guest is used to being at the center of controversy. Among Boston-based attorney Harvey Silverglade's clients are men on campus accused of sexual assault. He hears widely cited statistics like 1 in 5 women can expect to be the victim of a sexual assault during their years in college and says he's suspicious and skeptical. He's a veteran civil liberties attorney with experience going back to the anti-war cases of the 60s and 70s. But Silverglade says that universities trying to self-police cases of sexual assault on campus are out of their league. Silverglade says that colleges have skewed the system to favor spurious accusations and sexual encounters that may not be legal matters at all. He defended his belief in what he calls a hysterical overreach by colleges in an opinion piece last month published in the Boston Globe.
Well, I think we have crossed the line from serious treatment of a serious social and academic problem, that is sexual assault on campus, into the area of a social panic where irrational behavior and conduct have taken over.
Taken over in what sense?
A panic is a social phenomenon. I've lived through a couple. I've lived through the McCarthy era, which was when I was much younger. I have lived through the period when there were panic prosecutions of teachers and principals on child daycare centers concerning sexual assaults that never happened, where people start to imagine and exaggerate and go absolutely nuts. That's what's happened on the campus sexual assault arena.
Do you believe that 1 in 5 women who report sexual assault in college are imagining it?
I think that those statistics are flawed, but it actually doesn't matter from my perspective. And what I have found in the last few years is that college administrators are more interested in keeping themselves from being criticized or keeping the universities from being threatened with loss of funds than they are in doing rational fact-finding in order to find out what really happened. And so a large number of innocent men, along with the guilty men, have been thrown out of college. We cannot treat the innocent the same as the guilty. That is neither due process of law, nor is it rational, nor is it fair and decent. I actually had a case where a student was complained of because a woman said that he reminded her of somebody who had sexually assaulted her, and some campus administrator actually opened up a case to investigate this man. He reminded her. Well, when you get into that kind of territory, you know the inmates have taken over the asylum, so to speak.
You claim that date rape is a serious problem and that alcohol-fueled, ambiguous sexual encounters may result in emotional injury. And then you say that the solution is not to punish a wide range of campus behaviors that would be legally acceptable in the real world. What campus behavior involving alcohol and inappropriate sexual contact and activity would you find legally acceptable in the real world?
Well, in the real world, if two people get drunk and have sex, normally a prosecutor would not prosecute a rape charge, especially since when both parties are drunk, neither one has a very good memory of what happened. That's not the kind of stuff
prosecutions
are made.
So a woman who claims that she was raped if she was drunk, that she's actually describing a legal act?
No. When a woman is drunk and the man is drunk and neither can remember precisely what happened, what I'm saying is a responsible prosecutor would not bring a charge. And what I'm suggesting is that on campuses, the prevalence of drugs and alcohol has muddied the situation, and the efforts of college administrators should be directed at dealing with the alcohol and the drug problem. I suspect that would clear up a lot of the campus sexual assault problem.
Would you say that dealing with the drug and alcohol problem shouldn't include investigation of encounters and charges of sexual assault?
I have concluded from seeing the investigations that are done by college administrators that everybody, the whole society, the colleges themselves, and the male and female students would be better off if these cases were reported to the police or the district attorney and have truly professional, objective investigations rather than the kind of kangaroo courts that have been set up. More dangerous in a way for the man because he risks not only getting thrown out of school, but also risks criminal conviction. But I think that the society would be much better off having real criminal investigations with real consequences where a sexual assault can be proven with valid evidence.
You cite an Office of Civil Rights of the Federal Department of Education Dear Colleague letter in April of 2011, which says that colleges and universities who do not punish sexual assault would be viewed as engaging in a form of unlawful sexual harassment, and the penalty for that would have their federal funding withdrawn. But doesn't the Dear Colleague letter actually say if it goes uninvestigated, not unpunished, it's if there's no action taken against a charge of sexual assault, not that it goes unpunished?
Well, college administrators are not the most reliable people in our society. They are bureaucrats, and they are concerned primarily with making sure that their institutions do not lose federal funding. That is why in so many cases, they find that the charges are proven, even where a objective person looking at the evidence would say it's not nearly so.
Are you opposed to sexual harassment sensitivity education in the workplace, programs that have been around for years?
I am not opposed to it in the workplace, but I am opposed to it on college campuses. I think that the rules should be made clear, but I don't think that, quote, training, close quote, is appropriate for college students. Tell them the rules and tell them that they have an obligation to follow them, that if they violate them criminally, they'll be turned over to the police. And I think that's about all that intelligent college students, they're intelligent enough to go to college, they should understand that simple rule.
Well, a lot of people describe workplace training programs as a kind of a thought retraining as well. I guess if you're a college, don't you have an interest in addressing the question of 1 in 5 women reporting sexual assault during some point of time during their college careers?
Well, I would say that turning over to the district attorney and the police, males who are accused of sexual assault, is hardly coddling them and hardly ignoring the problem. It is simply placing the problem in a sector of society that is trained and able to handle them in accordance with fairness and due process of law, something that the campus administrators have proven themselves uniquely unable to do.
Harvey Silverglade, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Harvey Silverglade is a criminal defense and civil liberties attorney and author based in Boston.